You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
It's Friday and our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran. Thanks for joining us, Brian. It's always good to get together and kind of go over some of the stuff currently maybe making headlines.
Yeah, and we've had some headline economic stuff happening this week, including the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell spoke on Wednesday, which is always one of those times where everyone gathers around to hear what he has to say. So those things are always important.
I'm usually on pins and needles.
You know, I know for the average person, it's not so important. In our world of finance, that's everything. So
no, and you know. And what I love is that you're there. You know, you bring it to us, and how applicable some of this is to us. But off air, you know, I know it's a vocabulary day, and I guess it's a word we haven't heard in a while.
Yeah. So the term that was thrown around a little bit during Powell's comments was stagflation. Stagflation, which is the combination of stagnant or stagnation and inflation. And it refers to a period of economic times where maybe the economy is stagnant, it's not growing or maybe even shrinking, but we also have inflation. And the reason that's noteworthy is usually inflation comes during times of economic prosperity, when there's a lot of economic demand for goods and services. Like we saw in the periods around 2021 and 2022, when we had all the stimulus coming from the government creating a lot of demand. So you had a lot of economic growth and a lot of inflation. But what's really scary for the Federal Reserve would be a period of stagflation where we see that the economy is not growing, but inflation is still a problem, because it's a very tough formula for them to solve.
Well, you know, as we hear about this, I really almost want to refer back to what we talked about recently and, you know, how to react to some things, because it was just a great time last time, you know, where some of the things, you know, that may bring you anxiety, like hearing about stagflation, you know, there's ways to combat dealing with that, and we can go more into what the report had to say and how it affects us. But I do want to make sure we draw people to the new blog that was posted on the topic of, you know, dealing with anxiety and not letting it help, you know, affect decisions being made financially. That's posted at Insights, the Insights tab, found at johnmoore.com, but maybe a little bit applicable.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and the key theme from Wednesday's meeting was that, well, this will be interesting to see how this quote lasts over time, but Jerome Powell came out and said, "I don't see the stag or the flation," basically saying
good.
That he doesn't see an economy that is slowing significantly, and he doesn't see the problem of inflation. Now, that might put some people's minds at ease until you start looking at the history of the Federal Reserve's ability to predict economic challenges coming up. And so that's where the debate now is playing out in the world of finances. Was Jerome Powell right? Are we not either in stagflation or heading towards stagflation? And the reason some people debate that, Steve, is that we've had some signs that the economy has been slowing over the last year or so. Some things in the economy are doing really well, but also that some signs that inflation is maybe not only being a little bit stubborn right now and not going down like we hoped, but maybe inflation is actually heating back up again, and we might see higher inflation numbers in the second half of the year. And so the risk here is that the Federal Reserve is maybe missing the boat. And I'm not saying that's what's happening, but that's the risk. And therefore they would implement policies that would allow inflation to flare back up again and be an ongoing problem for, you know, months or years to come.
So it sounds like sometimes, you know, the Federal Reserve being more reactive is their role, and sometimes successful, sometimes not. But when it, you know, when it comes to the history of prognosticating, not necessarily something you want to jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah, the Federal Reserve board does not gather around a magical crystal ball that says where the economy is going any more than we do here at our office. So there's no guarantee, and they do have a history of being sort of behind the curve. So these, you know, it does leave us in a place where the Federal Reserve will remain very data driven. So the economic reports that come out, whether it's jobs reports, inflation data, spending reports, all these numbers that we follow that are released by different economic groups every month or every week, you know, those numbers will continue to be very important to try to determine in this ever-changing and unusual economy, you know, where are things going? Is inflation flaring back up again? Is the economy slowing? Is inflation going down? You know, what are we seeing? And where this affects the average person is interest rate policy, which affects how much we earn on our savings, but also how much we pay on our credit card interest or our mortgage interest. So it's very relevant for every person.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, Brian, but I would imagine it's going to take weeks or months before we know exactly what is happening, you know, between now and that time. It really goes back to what, you know, you have driven into us, that, you know, the biblical worldview on handling the finances God's putting you, you know, put into your stewardship, the things that he's taught us in his word are transcendent ideas that, you know what, stick to the plan.
Yep. And the biblical principles of being wise with debt and avoiding speculation and being content in your lifestyle, those are evergreen principles, whether we're in stagflation or inflation or deflation or, you know, whatever's going on.
Stay the course.
Those principles are transcendent. They'll always work. They're timeless. So they're the ones to live by, not necessarily what Jerome Powell thinks is going to happen or says is happening.
Right. All right. Well, again, I want to remind the listener to go to that new blog that was posted this week on the Insights tab. Really some great information, Brian.
Yeah, it's always our pleasure to bring that content, and always my pleasure to jump on the phone with you.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to getting another update next week and see if they've got their crystal. No, they will. No, they won't have it working. But have a great weekend, Brian. We'll look forward to next week.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
All right. And thanks for tuning in. You have a wonderful weekend. Join us daily at 1 o'clock on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.